terms of like development? What have you achieved in terms of like being a yoga director?
Okay.
You have done a lot for
the okay. Time. Yeah, well, this is where you toot your own horn, huh? You know what I mean by that? Where you pat yourself on the back.
Okay.
One of the things we've done recently is start this International Week, which I think is, and the purpose of that is, well, to be totally truthful, these 20 international students in this house have got life on a silver platter. You know, they're in full scholarship. We do things for them. We cater to them. There's about 280 more of you guys out there that don't have life as easy as the 20 in here. So we started internationally to try to bring all the international students on campus, let all the Americans kind of see them and let them enjoy them, see what they got. Yeah. Okay, yeah, he doesn't need to do that. Does he? Okay. Okay. So that's one thing I'm real pleased with International Week. We're always fine-tuning the program, things that we do, getting them out to see various parts of the local culture. We take them whitewater rafting now. That's kind of fun. We try to visit as much as we can, like the aquarium up there in Chattanooga, which is a nice thing. Went over to Atlanta just for a trip, shopping, anything you want to do, down to Montgomery, up to the Space Center. We're always trying to get them out of here to see other parts of America. We've gotten my own personal, everybody's got their own thing they're pushing, and of course academics is very important. We've gotten a computer lab in the house in the last year. And I think that's important. Hopefully that's going to pay dividends and better grades. I mean, they got four computers in there, and they can type their papers, tie in with the university system, research. So that's something we do. Program in pretty good shape, so you don't want to mess with success either. A lot of things, just the fact that 40 kids here, we're living and playing and studying and doing things together. That's where it really happens. Anything else we put on top is just sort of gravy. Anything new, we're always looking for innovative ideas, something new, something that kids will have fun doing.
Some programs to organize.
Yeah, we, what drives the train on that a lot? Money. Yeah, it really does. Anything you do is going to cost money. And unfortunately, money is shrinking, not increasing. So we've had to cut back on some of our dinners. We have four or five a year. The kids earn their own money. So like this formal we just had, they worked over in Atlanta on the Six Flags. But money drives that train a lot.
So most of the expenses are taken care of by the house or by the students themselves?
It really depends. If it's an educational thing where we're taking them, we'll pay for it. But if it's a fun thing like the formal, they'll earn their own money and pay for it.
What about the international week dinners?
Oh, that was university money. Yeah, it was university money.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Are you a member of any international
organization? Yeah, the biggest one, the most helpful, is something called NAFSA, National Association for Foreign Student Affairs. That does several things. First one, it keeps me as a foreign student advisor, gives me all kinds of network and information, regulations, other people to talk to about immigration regulations. American law changes all the time, and those are so important for you guys. All these F-1 regulations, work, this practical training after you graduate. It's amazing how those things change. We have a conference twice a year, statewide conference and a region-wide conference, which are very helpful. All kinds of sessions on how to help the foreign student get here, how to help him once he's here, that kind of stuff. Then there's always this cultural stuff, too. You learn a lot of little fun things, like games to play that help break the cultural ice. You learn from each other, things that this university does to orient their new students, things that these people do. And you steal each other's ideas. And you put them up to be stolen. You want them to steal them. One game we learned, Steph and I learned, somewhere, I forget where, about a year ago. It's called a Creamia, it's America Backwards.
Okay.
And what it does is you take your American administrators, guys that in medium to high level positions here, we invited out the president, all the vice presidents, and the missions officer, all those guys, and you put them in the position of a foreign student. Then you take foreign students and make them administrator, American type administrators, and they start at the embassy back in the home country trying to get a visa. And you give them all kinds of obstacles, everything that you guys do. No, this is the paperwork's wrong. Go back. You send them back for their immunization record. Everything that you guys get. The whole purpose is to make them appreciate what a foreign student has to do to get here. Then they come through immigration at our airport, and you give all kinds of trouble. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So those are the kinds of things that you also exchange at these conferences. And you always get high-level guest speakers from certain countries that just your own education. You may have a guest speaker from A to Z going to talk about you don't know what, but something of your interest. That's the most important organization I want to.
Any other one?
Rotary Club? Yeah. Rotary Club, on Rotary Club. And Rotary does support somewhat. They give me some money, and that's important. What's also important is that I take my students to a lot of Rotary meetings. As you know, Rotary, they meet once a week. They always have a program. They're always looking for something innovative and new, and I like to get my students out. And we go to a lot of Rotary meetings, anywhere. We're out there in the countryside somewhere, little towns. Let them see some of these students we got. That's good publicity for JSU. It's got publicity for students and the house. I like to do that. And not just Rotary Club. I take them to women's club meetings, Kiwanis Club. There's a bunch of clubs out there. Yeah, a bunch of them.
Are you an active member of any athletic group?
The international, I don't know if you belong to these. One thing we can field a soccer team, which you probably call football.
Yeah.
We can beat anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, because the Americans traditionally don't play that.
Yeah,
they're playing it more. But with my Latin American kids, Africa, Europe, you guys play soccer day one. They're good. They're good.
Yeah.
We can beat anybody in soccer.
That's good too.
Yeah, we do. And sometimes you get some very specialized people, like Chinese always can play ping pong. That's a national sport game, or badminton, anything with those smaller. So we get pretty good, we get a lot of good tennis players, too.
So do you play with them?
Nah, I'm too old.
Sometimes you need to get strong.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't try to play soccer or something else.
Kids.
I'd get killed. I don't know if I play ping pong. I don't know if I play soccer with them.
Yes, okay. Sometimes
rough. Yeah, it's a rough sport.
Yeah.
It's a very, you need a lot of energy to play. I mean, it's a continual movement. Continual.
Do the international students like basketball very much?
Not as much as soccer. Basketball, of course, soccer is easier to play. You just get a ball in the field and you play it. With soccer or basketball, you got to have a court. Somebody else want to see me? Just that. Okay.
So did you or the international house win any prizes for any achievement?
Yeah. We got a little wall out there and we got some of these plaques, but the typical prize that we've won are things that campus offers, like...
Those are the...
Yeah, you notice those up there?
Yeah.
So we do that intentionally. All these things that American campus offers, like... you build a float for homecoming parades, you decorate a window downtown or something. Those are very typical American campus activities. We try to get our internationals to participate in that, just so we get a flavor of what American college kids usually do. We've been pretty successful. We won a couple of float contests, a couple of decorate at homecoming. We've had our young lady in the last 3 years in the top 5 homecoming. But they block vote. so we can't beat the damn fraternities and sororities. But we sure tried to get the internet. We tried to block the international. We sent them all the letters and listen, vote for your own. But she's come in the top five, so that's, we've done pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And of course, academically, we're very good. Therefore, on an individual basis, a lot of my internationals pick up another scholarship after this one, this club, that club, or something like that, because they are excellent students. So, and some Americans do too. So, on an individual basis, they're winning some things down there, which is good.
Do you write any books about international honors?
I haven't. At the Dr. Cole, who used to be the president here, about, I think he was president here from 1942 to 1967 or something like that. He wrote a book, and he had a large section in there about the International House. No, I haven't written any books. I don't plan on it either.
Are you not plan
on No, that's a very special talent. That's important in academia.
You already know a lot about the program now.
Yeah.
You think a little bit of
I don't know if I can make that any of my fascinating reading or not, though. Now, it's important for academic professors to write books, like Dr. Marshall. I know Dr. Jackson, Hardy Jackson, the head of the history department, writes a lot of books. That's important for... But no, I'm not on that bent.
I also see, do you teach any other courses?
I teach French.
French?
Yeah.
Well, they must still be good in French, though.
Well, you see, when you teach basic French, you work with about a 1,200 to 1,800 word vocabulary. So I got that down. When I get into difficulties, when I go back to France, you try to talk to people about other subjects, and you really grope for your words. And, you know, you've forgotten so much. Oh yeah, I feel comfortable teaching basic French.
You feel comfortable speaking it too?
Not to really French people, because your vocabulary is so limited. I think I said this, the last time I lived in a French-speaking area was in 78, Zaire. So that's been 18 years ago. And you can forget more in 18 years, you haven't moved.
We're getting a lot now.
Yeah. I did visit France about 3 years ago. And it was very frustrating. Because you know what you want to say. You know what you want to say, and you're groping for the vocabulary. You just haven't got those words. They're not there.
Do you have any setbacks in the international house? Would you like to...
Setbacks? The biggest problem I got is transportation. Yeah. See, think about it. These 20 internationals here, you know they don't have a car. Most of their countries have nice public transportation systems. I can't get this group anywhere. To rent a bus in America is very expensive. My Americans have cars, usually, and so I have to rely on them. If we want to go somewhere, to get five or six people to drive, and that's difficult. You also get yourself into a legal problem when you do that. My biggest deficit is I wish I had a big old bus that said International House on it. I could drive around this group everywhere, and then we could... That would be nice. We got a lot of minor problems that the whole university's faced with. I'd love to get my building painted. I'd love to have new furniture in the dorm rooms. I wish I had a little more money for scholarships. I'd give more book money. I can always come up with 100 different things I need.
You have major setbacks?
Yeah. It's nothing really. I mean, the program's healthy.
Are you satisfied about how it's going on?
Never satisfied, but you don't want to be satisfied. But we'll continue to try to improve it. But it's healthy. Sure, a lot of things we'd want, but the biggest problem is transportation. Moving this group, you want to get them around. Like I said, if I had one of these buses that these churches have, these like 40 passionate buses. What I'd be going. You know what they charge me? $1.26 a mile plus per diem for the driver.
So you have to pay for
that? Yeah.
That's
a pile. Yeah, nothing's free.
Like,
no free lunch.
Just like hiring from outside.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I can hire one for a formal. we hired one, a local one. It cost $300, but it's cheaper than the university bus.
Oh.
And the reason we did that is because at a formal, the kids are old enough, they can drink. And we ain't putting anybody on the road who's been drinking. So we made them go on the bus and brought them back in the bus. And that's a technique the universities do a lot. Sorority. That just makes sure you don't get anybody hurt with your function. You know, it's a smart move to do it that way. I was pleasantly surprised. We got that bus for $300. It ain't cheap, but it's, you start thinking about it, you start taking 15, 20 cars, got to pay gas and all that. And you can't control it that way.
So what about the documents of the students? Do you take care of that?
The documents? Two kinds of documents. First, the major document, passports, and the I-20 or the document allows them to come as a student. Of course, that's already done for to get here, and that's done either me and Dr. Smith over in the admission office get all that done before they ever get here. You know, you got your I-20 on that business. Those are the major documents. Now, do the kids usually want a driver's license? Yeah. Best way to do that is get an American with a car, because it takes a driver's license. You got to go down there with a car and drive that particular car. So what they've got to get familiar. They've got to learn. They've got to borrow somebody's car to get familiar with it. But most of them want a driver's license. Yeah, most of them want a Social Security card. They don't really need it, but they need it for get a bank account or something. Yeah, we assist them getting bank accounts. The first week, we have a week of orientation. Those kinds of things happen. Not driver's license. That takes too long. But get a bank account, whatever else you need in America to exist. Yeah, if they got a car, we highly suggest insurance. We give them health insurance. That's part of their scholarship. Health insurance. You got to have it here in America. And that's expensive too. Very expensive. That's my problem. That's my quickest rising cost. Health insurance.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
More crazy than everything.
Yeah.
I guess that's down.
Okay, well, I hope you can sort this out. Come up with something that gets you an A in this course.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I'm glad to get
that. Yeah, well, good. I hope you get it. Dr. Marshall is very interested in international things, so.